For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
You know, my team may suck, but at least they're not being coached by Doc Rivers, because I got the Bucks game on right now versus the Lakers, and that's because I saw they were up like 10 with a minute to go, and now it's a tie game, and coming back from the timeout is Bucks ball, so Damian Lillard is probably going to cash a game-winning three, because that's what he does, and we're stuck here with, I don't know, Patty Mills, who we'll get into later tonight. But what an unserious team the Miami Heat are. Serious, you know what? I think that's the perfect word. If you had to pick one word to describe this Miami Heat team, what would you pick? Because I'm going with unserious. Because two games ago, your host, the New Orleans Pelicans, without Brandon Ingram, you get your ass kicked. Then just two nights later, your host, the Cleveland Cavaliers, very good team, missing Donovan Mitchell too, I understand, and you bust their ass by 40. And now coming into town just a couple days later, you got the Golden State Warriors, who are absolutely railing. They about to fall out of the playing spot completely. They about to get overtaken in the 10th spot by the Houston Rockets. That team is falling apart. You're the Miami Heat. You're feeling great. And you get your ass kicked. Giannis just missed the layup at the buzzer. Sorry, ass. I think they might have called a foul low key. Anyways, we'll see what happens. Sorry, ass team. Miami Heat let Klay Thompson shoot like it was, 2015? That dude is a bum, Klay Thompson. And to get lit up by him today was very disappointing. This is a big loss for your Miami Heat. And I do understand Jimmy Butler was missing, so I don't want that to be forgotten about. Whenever you're missing your best player, it's going to be tough to win. But this is one you had to win. You're at home versus a team whose record is, what's the worst, 37-34? You can't be, and they're struggling. Right now, that team is 4-6 out of their last 10. They're 18-19 on the road, and you couldn't come away with a home win. You get blown out nonetheless. That's embarrassing. Listen, if I didn't know any better, I would think that every man on the Miami Heat had Jontae Porter syndrome and bet on they under. Because that's how terrible they all played today. Except for Bam Adebayo. That boy was hooping. 3-point line. I think the man took like 3 threes today. It's very exciting. To be honest, it almost makes you forget that the Heat got their ass kicked. But anyways, we'll talk about the standings maybe a little bit after. But I want to kind of go through this box score and just talk about all the players a little bit. Because truthfully, I don't have that much to say about the game. I mean, if you didn't watch and you want a quick rundown, the Heat were down early. They took like a 2-point lead at halftime. And then they had the turdiest quarter of all turd quarters. Gave up like 15 points in the first few minutes. And Warriors got up double digits. And that was pretty much all she wrote. Like I said, the Miami Heat were missing Jimmy Butler. But they did get Jame Hawkins back, which you like to see. He filled in the starting lineup. But really, with regards to injuries, when you going to get Kevin Love back? The man's been questionable for like the last 2 weeks now. Duncan Robinson, you heard, was day-to-day. That was a week ago. You need Duncan Robinson back. We see how much this team's shooting is struggling without Duncan Robinson. Today, the Miami Heat shot 8 of 33 for 3. 24%. Dog, I hit more threes today playing pickup at the course than the whole team. But I was hooping today, actually. That's why, actually, I didn't watch the full game live. I got home at halftime, but we had it on the DirecTV, on the DVR. So I started at the beginning. And actually, when I started, I got it spoiled a little bit, and I got the Bleacher Report notification saying Heat were leading at halftime. So I'm like, cool. We're going to watch the game. I know they're going to be up at halftime. We're going to skip through the commercials, you know, skip through halftime, and we're going to catch up somewhere near the fourth quarter. Oh, it's actually Lakers ball with 0.8 seconds left. LeBron ain't playing tonight. Do we got some D'Lo ice in the veins? Let's see. I don't know. Spencer Dinwiddie's taking too long to inbound here. He's being guarded by Brooke Lopez. Out to Austin Reeves for the win. Ooh, he banked in and out. Low-key overtime for that sorry-ass team. I got home from the course, right? I'm like, all right, good to know the Heat are winning. But by the time I caught up to the game, like live, right, it was with 9 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, and these sorry dudes was getting their ass kicked. I wish someone would have told me they lost. I wish someone would have sent me a text saying, damn, this team sucks, because then I wouldn't have had to waste my time watching the rest of that game. Except I would have, because, you know, I'd be doing these post-game streams. So if you want to support, go ahead and leave a like and subscribe, because it does help me out a lot. Seriously, check if you're subscribed. And if you're not subscribed, just hit the button. It's free, and it does mean a lot. We on the grind to 4,000 subs. But pretty much by the time I caught up, the game wasn't close. It was like garbage time for like the last quarter for sure. But let's go through this box score here. Jaime Jaquez, 4-10 tonight, 12 points. It's interesting because I actually just listened to him on JJ Redick's podcast, Old Man in the Three. And one of the things they asked him about is, you know, they straight up asked him, did he hit the rookie wall? Because if you look at Jaime first half of the season and second half of the season, it's very different. He's not as good the second half. And he kind of said that what really set him back was that groin injury. And I've heard from a lot of players saying groin is one of the worst injuries you could have. I can imagine, because how can you run? It's right between your legs. And he kind of said that once he got back, it took him a lot of time to get into rhythm. And on top of that, once he got back, other guys were going in and out. So some nights he had to be the guy offensively. Other nights he needed to be a spot-up guy in the corner. So on top of him trying to find his own groove physically, he also had to, you know, fit in with this mismatching style from a night-to-night basis, which is different than what he had in college, right? Because he played for UCLA 4 years. It's pretty consistent during that time. So it's just been a lot for Jaime Jaquez to get used to, and I get it. I mean, all that stuff is pretty common for rookies. So, like I said, he's a great player. He will be a great player. But right now, he's just got some stuff that he has to work through to sort of get comfortable. But he is a guy that I trust come playoff time. Now, I was talking about this with my guys over at the basement when I was on their post-game stream the other day. Earlier this season, you would have said Jaime's a lock to play in the playoffs, right? But I think Spo goes 8 deep in the playoffs. And you have the starting lineup. We'll say, you know, Duncan Robinson, Jimmy Butler, Jovic, Bam, and Terry, right? Because I don't think he can start Tyler if he comes back, just because it's been too long, right? But anyways, off the bench, you have Caleb Martin, Kevin Love, Tyler Hero. That's your 8 right there. That doesn't include Jaime Jaquez. That doesn't include Hayward Highsmith, who was hooping today. I got to give that boy his shout out. We'll read his stats for you real quick here. Hayward Highsmith, 15.6 rebounds, 6 of 7 shooting. So continued the chef's kiss fuego offensive streak starting back from last game, where he was the leading scorer literally in the entire game. But come playoff time, that doesn't include him. That doesn't include Patty Mills, DeLon Wright. And at this point, a lot of Heat fans want Patty Mills straight up off the damn team, because the boy today, 2 points, 1 of 5 shooting, 0 of 2 from three. He's been terrible. Have you ever seen somebody with that much of a difference in their first game as a member of the Heat to every other game? That first game, he was 3 for 4 from three. Since, I think it's like 5 of 30, something around that, which is absolutely insane. But regardless, if the team gets healthy, he's a guy that won't probably get much run. And Terry Rozier wasn't great tonight either. 15 points on 18 shots. You don't love to see that. And off the bench, you know, other than Highsmith, the only guy that really contributed literally at all, the only other guy that scored other than an Alondis Williams 3 was Caleb Martin. 10 points, 5 rebounds, 6 assists. But again, 10 points on 12 shots. Really nobody shot good for the Miami Heat today. Just barely over 40% from the field. They did kind of hold Curry in check, as they do. I feel like they do a relatively decent job guarding Curry. He only had 15 tonight, or 17 tonight, but it was Klay Thompson that killed you with 28. Kuminga, Wiggins, 17 or 18 and 17 respectively. So those were kind of your guys that killed you today. And Obviously, Draymond Green did his stuff all over the court. But I did mention Nikola Jovic. I actually really like what he brought today, too. 11.6 rebounds, 4 assists from him. Only 2 of 7 from 3, but I want to keep noting his defense because each game I feel like he's getting better and better at defense, particularly like sliding his feet laterally, which is not something I thought he was capable of doing at all, like earlier this season. So that's critical because if he's going to be this team's starting power forward this season, maybe going forward, he has to play defense, which I think he is. Even if I didn't know nothing about basketball, we know Eric Spoelstra is not playing a guy that much if he doesn't play defense. And very clearly, he has a lot of trust in Nikola Jovic, and it's because he's picked up on the defensive end. As far as the standings, we'll talk about that impact again today. I think the Heat have only won like, what was it like? They had a terrible record versus the West. I forgot what Eric Reed said. I know they won their last two games versus the Warriors, you know, dating back to last season, I guess. But the Warriors are now 37-34. Well, I think this is updated yet. And they are just, what's that? Like a game or two games back of the Lakers in ninth, who are, might lose in overtime right now. Just to update y'all, still a tie game with 2.5 minutes to go. But that was a big win from them because they're trying to separate themselves from the Houston Rockets. But we don't care about they ass. Your Miami Heat are 39-33. 1.5 games back at Indiana Pacers, who somehow won versus the Clippers yesterday. I hate that Clippers team. Whenever you need the Clippers team to do something, you can't rely on the team. A bunch of bums over there, too. But whatever. It's still too early in the season to be worrying about all that stuff. Let me count real quick, because actually the next game is Friday versus the Portland Trail Blazers. I'll be hooping because I'll actually be back in Fort Lauderdale. So that same indoor gym that my boys rented out last time, y'all might have seen the highlight video. We'll be there again. So you might see a little bit more highlights of me cooking up on the court. So likely no post-game video on Friday. But I will watch the game at some point. It'll probably just be too late to make a video. But that's your last game in March, right? Then you got 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 games left this regular season. So as we get to the last week of the season, I'll start scoreboard watching a little bit. But right now, a lot can change between now and then because losing 2 or 3 games in a row really could shake the standings just a ton. Anyways, I think that's all I got to say for this video. So make sure to like and subscribe if you enjoy. And if you don't enjoy Heat basketball like myself, like anyways, because you here and we can mourn together. I say that, but they play Portland on Friday. They're going to win by 40 points. That's why this team is free money. Download that app that does not sponsor me, so I will not say their name. Smash the Heat money line next game. This is not financial advice, but knowing this team and the roller coaster they are, the next one's gonna be up. So I'll leave you with that. But I'll see y'all next time. So peace.
Look, pull up in the city trying to get that dead fast. Do it on my own, I don't need no dead weight. Had to kill him off, yeah, I need a head space. You know this homegrown bitch don't offend me.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.